If you saw Denitra Vance in the 1985-86 season of Saturday Night Live, you got a glimpse of the kind of satire about black awareness she first developed in her comedy act. Her own sketches prepared her for the characters she played in The Colored Museum, a satire of black stereotypes. The play originated at the Public Theater in New York and will open at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles on May 5th. Vance is also making her movie debut this month in the new comedy Sticky Fingers. She co-stars with Melanie Mayron, Helen Slater, and Christopher Guest. I asked her how she landed the part.
The part was for either a young Jewish guy or a horny black guy, and they ended up with me. I don't know exactly how.
not close, huh?
No. I am all people. I think of myself as every woman and some men.
You started off in the theater, right?
Yes.
Now, how did you get from theater into comedy?
Well, it's funny because I started off wanting to be a playwright. So I thought in order to write better plays, you should study acting. So after I started to study acting, I found that I had a certain amount of talent. And I went away to London to study drama. And I decided I wanted to be a classical actress. And I came back to the United States after getting all my classical training. And they didn't want me to be a classical actress. They couldn't see me as Juliet or Lady Macbeth. So I decided I would write my own material because I couldn't sit around waiting for them to do this perfect American play with me. And that's how it all came about.
What do you remember about the very first night you did your stand-up act?
All I remember, I think my sister took me to a place called Zany's in Chicago. And I just got up on stage and I had something that I thought was funny. And the problem was I didn't want to do comedy just to make people laugh. I wanted to do something that was thought-provoking. And when I got up there, I mean, people were laughing a little bit, but they were mostly trying to figure out what I was doing because it wasn't stand-up. It's more like stand-up theater and not sort of, oh, my wife is so fat, my girlfriend is so dumb. You know, it wasn't that. It was stories based on a narrative. And the reactions were sort of mixed, but it was just scary. All I remember is sort of thinking, no, this is the hardest thing I've ever done, and I don't like it.
Were you doing character comedy?
Yes, I started out doing characters because I'm an actress, so that's what came naturally to me. And being a writer, it made me want to do characters. And I figured if I wanted to do something with a point, my first character was Jill Brazil, who is 19 years old, and she didn't know that, well, she's, I don't know how old she is now, but she didn't find out that she was black until she was 19. And it's about her life in Kenilworth with a white family, a very wealthy family, and going away to Bennington College to study and then finding out that she was an African princess.
And what happens to her when she finds out she's black?
Well, then she has to be hospitalized. She goes to Bellevue Hospital where she's in the intensive identity crisis wing.
There were a couple of sketches from Saturday Night Live that I was wondering if they got started as part of your stand-up act, like That Black Girl, which was your send-up of a lot of TV sitcoms, including That Girl, the Marlo Thomas.
One of my favorites.
Yeah. Oh. Did you start working that up when you were doing
Well, in a way,
show?
Because that black girl is very much like Jill Brazil, the one that didn't know that she was black until she was 19. So it's just like very, you know, that kind of, oh, God, you know, life is just a ball of cherries. I don't understand why I'm having these problems. You know, that kind of a person.
What about Shakespeare in the Slums?
Well, that's definitely mine. I wrote that, and I do that in my show. It's Flotilda Williams is Juliet, and it's like, you know, Basaf, what light through yonder window break? And then I break through the window. You know, so I did that because that was my answer to, oh, so I can't do the classics? I'll do the classics in spite of everything everybody ever says. And that's how that came about, because I have all this classical training and nowhere to use it.
When you got hired for Saturday Night Live, did you feel like you were the kind of like replacement for Eddie Murphy? Do you know what I mean? That you were the black comedian they were hiring?
No, because the funny thing about that, I had talked to a lot of actors who auditioned for Saturday Night Live, black actors and actresses, and they had said, oh, well, we like you, we think you're very talented, but we're not hiring any black people this season.
Oh.
But they did.
Was it hard for you that year? I remember there were some shows where you just didn't seem to be on it very much.
Is that like a question you want me to answer? This is my stock answer. It was the most wonderful, horrible year of my whole life, or the most horrible, wonderful year of my whole life. You know what I mean? It was everything you ever wanted and a lot of the things you never wanted.
Such as?
Well, just it was very difficult because they had, it's the whole thing of being a woman, and, you know, comedy is really for men, isn't it? Oh, of course we have to admit that. And then not only is it for men, it's for either Jewish men or white men or whatever, but it's not for black women. And so to try to fit into a mold, even if they wanted me to be Eddie Murphy, I wouldn't have been, or Garrett Morris, I couldn't have been because I'm a woman. So it's just so difficult for them to say, oh my goodness, we have to write something for the girls this week. One week, though, we have to write for the girls. We haven't written anything for the girls all week. So I thought, well, one Wednesday, I'll find out if I'm a girl or not. And they didn't write anything for me that week. They wrote something for the other girls, but nothing for me.
So could you write your own stuff?
I did write my own stuff, but it couldn't be, you know, they have like 16 writers on that show. So you couldn't get your stuff on every single week. Like Juliet, it took me almost the whole season that I was on there to get her on the air, and they already knew that character and liked her a lot.
How did the Saturday Night experience change your career? Did you have more opportunities when you came off of the show?
Well, you know, after Saturday Night Live, we didn't have a clear-cut ending because over the summer, they were trying to decide what they were going to do, who was going to come back, and they said, Denitra, you're definitely going to be coming back. We just don't know what we're going to do with you. And I thought, what does that mean? They're going to use me less than they used me last year? So we were trying to work that out. In the meantime, I got the Colored Museum. So I've never gone back.
Explain the premise of the Colored Museum.
The Colored Museum is a series of monologues and vignettes, sort of a satirical comedy about Black life in America.
One of the sketches in the Colored Museum is a satire of raisin in the sun, and it's called One of the Last Mama on the Couch Plays. You're in that, aren't you? In that
yes.
sketch. Would you explain the satire there?
Okay, it's the Last Mama on the Couch Play, which is like the last mama on the couch play, because haven't we had enough mama on the couch plays? It's not only Raisin in the Sun, but it's, in my mind, I say it's the Negro ensemble in 15 minutes, because it's all those sort of, son, you know, I'm the mother and I'm the matriarchal of the family and I've taken, and then the son's like, yes, but I'm angry and I want to have a job and I want to be somebody, you know, it's that kind of a play. And then the lady in plaid comes on and she's from the Colored Girls, you know, she's that sort of the Ruth from Raising the Sun, but she's also all the Colored Girls from Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Was Enough, all put together. So she's the lady in plaid and she's sort of swirling and twirling and talking to him about liberation. And then I come on and I'm Madea, sort of like the 90s black actress who does all the sort of, oh, see how the sun rises in the east, you know. And then of course we also do a singing and dancing number a la Bubbling Brown Sugar and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It's just everything. It's all the sort of black stereotypes from the theater that all put together in one fabulous piece.
Now, back in your theater days, did you have parts in any similar plays, or did you ever play actually in A Raisin in the Sun?
I've never been in A Raisin in the Sun. I must be one of the few black actresses that can say that. I've never been cast in A Raisin in the Sun, but I was the girlfriend in Native Son, so they get to be killed and everything.
So it seems to me you could really, in a way, even if you wanted to, never get a part in a play like that again.
Well, probably. Well, the thing is, there are all these young, new writers who are around and who've gone beyond that sort of mama on the couch, the sort of domestic dramas about a kitchen table and about a living room and about oppression and about how hard it is to be black in America. Because that's not over exactly, but there's another slant on it, and that's what George Wolfe has done with the Colored Museum. And George is very much of the same mind that I am as far as satirizing.
Was there anything you'd want to tell listeners now who knew you from Saturday Night Live but only knew a part of what you could do because that's all they saw?
I'm bad. I can do all kinds of things. Go see me in my movie. You know, I played a hoe on Miami Vice.
Did you?
I was a gun mall. But I was the guest star gun mall, let me tell you.
Oh, was that fun?
Oh, it was fabulous. I got beat up. I mean, it was very realistic. I laugh whenever I see it. I was sore for a week.
You know, I think of that movie Hollywood Shuffle,
mm-hmm.
and Robert Townsend, and it's saying, you know, that everybody, all the directors would always say, be more black in the role. Did that ever happen to you?
No, because I've always been so black. I don't know. I'm from the South Side of Chicago. You know, somebody did say something about, no, be more yourself, which I thought, that's what I'm doing now. I'm being myself. No, I can't be. No, I mean, talk like that. Oh, I see. But I guess they meant be more black. And I didn't get that part either.
Well, I wish you the best, and I thank you very much for talking
with
us.
Well, I'm so glad you wanted to talk to me. It's been fun.
Denitra Vance can be seen in the new film Sticky Fingers, opening nationally on May 6th. She's also appearing in the play The Colored Museum at the Mark Taper Forum in Los Angeles. This is Fresh Air.